Jerry Bader, Show 1040. As I know, emotion really comes into the CCAP debate. They are public records. If you don't want them to be public records, then we have to change that. No, they're not. The full criminal complaints are not there. If you go to the courthouse, you will find out what the full complaint is. Sometimes people piss me off. Do you know how long I used CCAP as a news person, and you think I don't understand CCAP? I'm sorry, this is very annoying sometimes, Jason, the stupid things that people write. All right, fine. Fine. Now, back to Earth. Now, calm down. We are late on a segment that we normally do on Fridays 10:35. It is exposing the liberal media bias in Wisconsin from the previous week with David Fiorazzo from Wisconsin Media Check. David, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. That is going to be a tough act to follow.
Oh, I know you're up to the task. All right. You've got time here. So I think we can get to everything. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. You got a media blackout. You got coverage of the changes to the SAT. You got Obama's minimum wage, and we've got the Common Core debate. So you just go. You take off.
Okay. First of all, I'm just going to highlight briefly the media blackouts because I really think we have a theme this week about Common Core with a news story that just came in as well last night. But, of course, they're blacking out the IRS scandal committee hearing and Lois Lerner taking the fifth. They're also blacking out another Obamacare mandate delay. This is delay number 30. And the administration called them junk policies, but evidently now Obama is okay with these people keeping their junk policies. But I do want to credit WLUK. Fox 11 did cover both stories that all the other stations blacked out. So I want to make that point. And now move on to Common Core, and then we'll get to Obama's minimum wage push. This is an interesting story that just came in. There was a Common Core model academic standard board hearing. Mm-hmm. This was very, very, very unbiased. Now, again, Fox 11 provided fair coverage. WBAY did as well. The problem was with WFRV. First of all, about 300 people showed up to this hearing on the Common Core standards, and they didn't even acknowledge that the supporters of the bill opposing Common Core standards were even present, nor did they use any sound bites, because most of them, the majority there, supported the creation of this model academic standard board, which could choose to eventually replace some Common Core standards. So they didn't even touch that. The reporter stated more than 150 educators from around the state packed the Senate Education Committee hearing room, and they said they were opposing a bill that would overhaul current academic standards. Oh, my goodness, we don't want an overhaul. So they came in with that bias right off the top. And this is concerning because this issue has not been covered thoroughly enough because it is complex. And the story affects every school-aged child in the state. So this is concerning. So either they are being biased and deceptive and selective about what they report, or they really, the reporters and local anchors, don't fully understand the controversy. What do you think?
I always hate to let them off the hook by, if it is ignorance, that's almost as bad as if it's intentional.
Yep.
And I don't have the answer to that, but either way, to me, it's a lose-lose to them. Because if you don't know the issue well enough, then you shouldn't be reporting on it. But I confess, sometimes I think that's what it is.
Yeah. And the problem is, they do report from one side. They opened up by saying it was a debate between educators and legislators, Republicans meaning, and Governor Walker part of that, which is not true. There are hundreds and across the state, thousands of concerned parents that are opposing Common Core standards. And WFRV and other past reporting we've heard on this, they don't really mention that or at least get into detail why people have a concern about Common Core. So that was one that was very, very important to talk about because it was so one-sided and they didn't even offer any balance of what were they opposing other than making it sound like Republicans were against education in Wisconsin.
Right, absolutely. All right. Did you have another one for us?
Yep. Obama's minimum wage push. NBC 26 covered this issue with omission and spin. The main problem is WBAY ABC 2. It was a completely one-sided report. It just presented the liberal interpretation of what a minimum wage hike to $10.10 an hour would mean. And beyond this matter of not even presenting one side of the balance, one sentence even describing the other side, WBAY should have sensed that something was not right, but they presented false information, and they didn't even point out that the president's statement was verifiably untrue. Here's what he said. The president said a statement that raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour will ensure that no one who works full-time will have to raise a family in poverty. Well, of course, if you crunch the numbers, that's absolutely not true because there's so many variables involved. But they just took that blanket statement and said, all right, the answer is raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. And if Obama, here's interesting, Jerry, I'll leave you with this thought. If Obama really believes that raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour will eradicate poverty for full-time workers, why didn't he make this push during his first term or when he first assumed office? Didn't he care about it then?
Yeah, and if $10.10 is great, let's make it $20.20.
Yeah, exactly. The more, the better.
Yeah, now, exactly.
Even this comes right around the same time the CBO determined, the Congressional Budget Office, that raising the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour would result in the loss of 500,000 jobs across the country. That was never stated, of course, in this report.
Yeah, and in fact, and just a final thought on that, David, that's actually what the CBO said anywhere is from 500,000 to 1 million. So what the media has done is taken that smaller of the 500,000. All right, we will check in again at the regularly scheduled time next week, David.
All right, have a great weekend.
All right, we'll talk to you then, David Fiorazzo. Again, we didn't really mention, that's wismediacheck.com. Wismediacheck.com. Wisconsin Media Check. And remember, they are always looking for tipsters. If you see media bias, you can share it with them, and if it pans out, they will, in fact, do a piece on it. I want to double back to an email that, Jason, you've deleted it. That's okay, but I know what it said. No, it's fine. We do get it. No, you don't. No, you don't all get it. They did not all understand the CCAP debate. I disagree. Because all they kept saying is, well, this hurts people. Well, I get that. And no, they weren't. Nobody, emailer Dan is saying, yeah, we all get it. It shouldn't be public record. Nobody got that. Nobody who called this show understood that. They just wanted it. They didn't want it taken away from the courthouse. I heard very few say that. And I disagree that it shouldn't be public record. It is for the protection of the accused that our courts are as open as they are. After 200-some years, people have lost that. And quite frankly, those of you who disagree with me on this are acting very liberal. You are going purely on emotion and not on the basis of the fact. We've got a liberal who's emailing us who's just nuts. I mean, I'm just going to leave it at that. He's just crazy. Anyway, that's your favorite one? Yeah, he's just nuts. His emails, I don't bother sharing them because they're so whack job, but they are very entertaining to Jason and me. I will grant you that. All right. What we really didn't, now David mentioned it, we really didn't get to much in terms of Common Core. I'm going to spend a little time on that in the after show video. And whatever else, let's see. Oh, yeah, Ron's Secret Weapons. We didn't get to that. As I said, the Common Core. That's really pretty much what we have left. And again, the after show video, and I know we did have some technical issues, it appears, that those have been mostly straightened out. It's growing in popularity. It's things that I don't get to on the show. Jason and I fire up the video camera. We do about a 3-minute video every day. We post it to the Bader blog at jerrybadershow.com. And then you can also find that at the Jerry Bader Show Hub, which is jerrybadershow.com. And we have all of the going back to when we first started this in late January, all of the videos there. So if we don't get to it on the show, we now have a place to get to it. That is the after show video that you can find at the Bader Show Hub at jerrybadershow.com. And we now have some Instagram photos up of Jason working the board. You can find that right now at the Jerry Bader Show Hub. at JerryBaderShow.com. And you can hashtag JerryBader your Instagram photos there as well. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to JerryBaderShow.com.